Chapter 7. Zaathal, the Soul Breaker. The tremors didn't stop. They grew stronger, rhythmical, like thunder trapped beneath the stone. Kota steadied himself, his new sword flickering back into form at his side. The shadows parted, and from the depths a colossal figure emerged. The creature's horns scraped the ceiling as it stepped forward, muscles rippling beneath scarred flesh. Its eyes burned with molten red light, and from its body radiated a crushing weight, an aura that made the air itself feel heavier. Each breath Kota took was harder than the last, as though his very will was being drained. The system's voice cut through his panic.
Boss detected. Zaathal, the Soulbreaker. Level 5. HP 600. MP 150.
Kota's throat went dry.
Soulbreaker? That sounds bad.
Zaathal's roar shook the ruins, a sound so guttural it rattled the bones in Kota's chest. His vision dimmed for a heartbeat, and a creeping dread slithered into his thoughts.
You cannot win.
Status effect, soul pressure, mental resistance decreased.
Kota shuddered, forcing the whisper from his head.
No! I'm not letting you in!
The beast surged forward, axe raised high. The very motion left cracks spiderwebbing through the stone. Kota raised his sword, bracing, only to be flung across the chamber when their weapons met.
HP 100, 12 of 100, 40 remaining.
Gah!
Pain shot through his ribs, his teeth rattled, his arms numb.
That wasn't just strength. It felt like he hit my soul too.
Warning. Zaathal's attacks deal physical and spiritual damage. Tip. Sustained exposure may cause will break. Automatic defeat.
Kota's chest tightened.
Death. Yeah, no pressure.
The Soulbreaker advanced again, each step weighing down the chamber. Kota forced mana into his hands. A barrier shimmered into place, only to shatter like glass under the axe's swing.
HP, 100, 4 of 100, 40 remaining. MP, 100, 25 of 100, 40 remaining.
Zaathal's aura pulsed, a wave of despair slamming into him. His knees buckled. In his head, Haruto's hollow face flashed, the clone's empty smile.
Stop!
Kota roared, shaking his head clear. Rage cut through the fear. He rolled sideways, mana surging into orbs that detonated against Zaathal's flank. Smoke curled from its hide. But Zaathal didn't even slow.
Of course you're tough. You break souls for a living, right?
The Minotaur swung again, but Kota countered, slamming his palm to the floor. Stone spikes erupted, tearing into the beast's legs. Zaathal stumbled, its aura flickering for the briefest second.
MP, 95 of 140 remaining.
Kota dashed forward, slashing deep across its chest with his conjured sword.
Enemy damaged, minus 50 HP. Zaathal, HP, 550 of 600.
The Soulbreaker's roar shook the ruins. But worse than the sound was the feeling that followed. His confidence cracked like fragile glass. His thoughts whispered again.
Why fight? You'll die anyway.
Kota's grip tightened.
No, not again. I'm not breaking.
Chains of glowing light burst from his hands, binding Zaathal's limbs. The Minotaur crashed to its knees, bellowing in fury.
MP. 70 of 100, 40 remaining. Bind duration, 10 seconds.
Kota poured everything into his sword, flooding it with white-hot mana. With a desperate cry, he plunged it deep into Zaathal's chest.
Critical hit, minus 120 hit points. Zaathal, HP, 430 of 600.
The boss shattered the chains, releasing a shockwave of despair that hurled Kota across the chamber.
HP, 52 of 140 remaining.
Kota staggered to his feet, blood dripping from his lips, chest burning as if his very soul had cracked under the force. His bars flickered in his vision.
MP, 65 of 140 remaining.
He lifted his sword again, knuckles white, eyes locked on the soul breaker. His voice was hoarse, but steady.
If you want my soul, you'll have to tear it out of me.
The Minotaur's eyes burned hotter, its aura pressing down like the weight of the world. The battle was far from over.